First pitch drilled right field. That one's heading for the seats, and it's 1-0 Seattle.
That's how quickly it got started. Dustin Ackley on Aaron Laffey's first pitch of the ball game made it 1-0 Mariners. It did not get any better from there as the Mariners smacked Laffey around in the bottom of the second inning. First five hitters all hit the ball awfully hard. One of them into an out, the rest of them not so much. And it was 4-0 Seattle after two on the way to a 7-2 win over the Blue Jays. Their sixth straight win, the Jays' third straight loss. They are back under 500 at 51-52. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Late Night Blue Jays Talk. Taking your phone calls, and let's get right to it. Barry is in St. Catharines. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. You're listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm going to be quick, and maybe I'll hang up and listen. Maybe I won't, because I know you don't like it when people hang up and listen.
So no, I enjoy conversation. I do.
Okay, well, maybe we can get a good conversation.
Cool, going, go ahead.
Here's the scoop. Have you ever heard the saying, history repeats itself?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the scoop or whatever. I hope you hear me out. I used to be a diehard Sabres fan, and they had a guy named Ted Nolan or whatever. Well, they let him go or whatever, and when they let him go, they took the heartbeat out of me and, I believe, out of the organization or whatever, and I said, goodbye, Sabres. I'm a Ted Nolan fan. Wherever he goes, I go. Well, that's the end of that story. Now let's talk about the Blue Jays for a second. You know, there's this guy named Travis Snyder or whatever that I believe 80% of the Blue Jay fans want. And he gets called back up, he hits a couple home runs, makes some nice catches and everything. And I loved what they had, Snyder, Batista, and Ramos in the outfield. And there was a great vibe behind the Blue Jays. I mean, I was, you know, if they didn't win another game this year, I really didn't care. I just loved what Alex Anthopoulos was doing. And, you know, I could name more than three players. And everything was good news, you know, big fan of Alex and everything. But, you know, they just, as soon as they let go of Snyder or whatever, it's like they just ripped the heart right out of me. And I believe they ripped it right out of the Blue Jays. Ripped out enough to, in other words, what I'm about to do is become a Snyder fan. I'm going to go buy a jersey, Pittsburgh, and I'm jumping on the Snyder bandwagon. Wherever he goes, I go, and I hope Alex actually proves himself and gets the Blue Jays a World Series, but I guess wherever Snyder goes, that's my team now, and I don't know if you want to keep talking.
No, I don't want you to keep talking, but thank you for the call. Look, and that's not unfair to want to be a Travis Snyder fan and to go buy his jersey for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that's very cool. I'm a huge Travis Snyder fan, and I'm always going to be a Travis Snyder fan. But to say that ripped the heart out of the Blue Jays, you're talking about a guy who had been here for 10 games this season. He played 10 games with the Toronto Blue Jays this season. So maybe sending him down in the middle of spring training ripped the heart out of the Blue Jays. Maybe sending him down at the end of last April ripped the heart out of the Blue Jays. Travis Snyder has been here and gone and come and gone a bazillion times over his five seasons with the Blue Jays since he made it to the major leagues. He'll be missed. I miss him already. I know a lot of us do, but you got to turn the clock back a year. And how many people called into this show to say, Travis Snyder's a quadruple A player. He's never going to make it anywhere. The Blue Jays have given up on him and all this stuff. It's a little bit disingenuous for so many people to be crying about his loss now. I know there are a lot of people for whom it's genuine, but there are a lot who just kind of ride that roller coaster. Nick is in Scarborough listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike. I really appreciate your insight. I think you're one of the true diehard fans, or actually a reporter. But, you know, I really got a beef with this Jays organization because I think they're faceless. I think it's a cheap organization. I think, you know, when it comes to spending money, they'll spend money like a drunken sailor on these incompetent Leafs, TFC Raptors, who can't even win a game, you know, can't make the playoffs. And when it comes to the Blue Jays, they don't want to spend money. I mean, let's face it.
Who are you talking about? Ownership?
Ownership, yeah.
You realize
it's a faceless organization. It's become,
But you realize it's not the same ownership.
Rogers. Well, it's Rogers.
Well, Rogers just bought MLSE. They haven't spent a dime on it.
Well, yet. I think they really overpaid for MLSE, and I think Rogers has become a faceless organization. They don't care about the fans. Listen, let's face it. $100 million to them is nothing, and we could have got Yu Darvish, who's an all-star. We could have got Mark Burley, who instead of Laffey, Cecil, you know, instead of these guys pitching, if they were pitching, would be in a pennant race. You know, a lot of Jays fans would be excited. And look in the stands. You see all these new logos. that people have bought new hats, new jerseys. They're making a boatload of money. Yep. The faceless organization that just cares about the bottom line. Why wouldn't you pick up Yu Darvish?
Because
$100 million is nothing to the Rogers organization. They just overpaid for the Leafs.
Yeah, but Nick, first of all, Yu Darvish has done very, very well. It's true.
He's an all-star. He's young. He's controllable.
He's also, what, the second highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball?
Consider the posting fee.
Well, but the posting fee counts,
Rogers,
doesn't it?
Doesn't care about $100 million.
No,
that's
Nick,
what I understand, Mike.
Look,
they don't care about the money.
Of course they do. Otherwise, they
it's
would
a corporation.
Throw around.
They just overpaid for the Leafs.
You can't,
a winless team who hasn't made the playoffs in 8 years.
Nick, are we going to talk or are you just going to yell at me?
Okay, no, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying, I'm trying to make a point here that
owning the Toronto Maple Leafs is a license to print money. You can't overpay.
Okay,
the Maple
well, don't
Leafs.
They have license print money here with the Jays?
They
look
don't.
Look in Seattle. Look how many new logos.
I understand. But look, here's the thing, Nick. Just the fact that you have money, and I've said this a lot, the fact that you have money doesn't mean you should set it on fire.
I just think
it
that
doesn't
Rogers
mean that you should completely. Well, every business has to care about the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's costing us the playoffs. It's costing us a potential World Series.
No, I don't think that's true.
We're wasting Batista's prime on an organization that doesn't care about winning.
The answer isn't Mark Burley, first of all. Mark Burley hasn't pitched any better.
It might have been Yu Darvish.
But Yu Darvish, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, and thank you for the call. I want to get to a couple other people before we go. What you don't understand is this guy who'd never thrown a pitch in the major leagues, and you're going to make a $115 million investment in him over 6 years on the chance that he's probably going to be pretty good? That's an unbelievable gamble to make. And I don't blame Alex Anthopoulos one bit for not doing it. Tom in Thornhill listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
You know, I just want your opinion on something. I personally love Travis Snyder. I called in about 4 years ago, and you're genuine. You loved the guy. You only had good things to say about him. And I just want your opinion on Cito Gasson and the way he was handled in that whole era. I mean, in my opinion, the day that Cito batted Snyder in the one hole or the leadoff spot, I think that's the biggest mistake that Cito could have ever made. I mean, the guy is not a leadoff hitter. I don't know what they saw in him to put him there. I'm just curious to what you think about that.
I don't think that was the big deal. I mean, when I look back at how Snyder was mistreated by the Blue Jays under Cito Gasson, I don't look at that month where he let off. At least it's not the fact that he let off that bothered me. It was the fact that he was never seen as anything but a guy who had to hit in the bottom third of the lineup.
Exactly.
And usually ninth. And all of a sudden, now he's a leadoff guy.
Exactly.
And more importantly than that, though, it was the fact that the decision was made that last month of that season to play him every other day. And that's what they did. Fred Lewis one day, Travis Snyder the next day, Fred Lewis the next day, Travis Snyder the next day in the leadoff spot. It made no sense at all. To me, the biggest mistake that was made with Travis was 2009, he starts the season absolutely raking. He hits those two home runs in Minnesota in the middle of April.
Yeah, I remember he hit a home run against Texas. It was a 3-run shot to put the Jays back in like a 7-4 game.
I think that was the Rich Harden one, and he wound up hurting his wrist
in that at bat.
And he missed a couple of months. But back earlier, in April, he hit those two home runs against Minnesota, and at the time he's hitting .364. He had an OPS of about 1,200. He was off to a phenomenal start to the season. And then the Blue Jays face 7 lefties in the next 12 games, and he doesn't start any of those games. And he doesn't come in to pinch hit when they bring in the righty in the 5th inning because, God forbid, Cito Gasson would let a rookie pinch hit for Kevin Millar.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where they wrecked Travis Snyder. And the same thing happened to Sean Green at the beginning of his career. The same thing caused John Olerud to be run right out of town when he was towards the end, because or 94, 95, because he was a guy who didn't hit for enough power as a lefty.
Exactly.
So that was, for me, that was my biggest issue with how they handled Travis Snyder. And yeah, I hope he rebounds, and I hope he becomes great in Pittsburgh.
I was watching him in Pittsburgh tonight, and he looked awesome. I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad to see this guy in a Pittsburgh uniform. But, oh, boy, I don't know. I guess, honestly, I hope he tears the cover off the ball. I honestly hope he does. And, I mean, I hope he does it for him. Absolutely nothing against the Jays organization. You know, I guess it was a move they had to make. But, I mean, at the same time, it was just, oh, man, it sucks. It sucks. Sucks so much what we had in him. And
well, we'll see. What we thought we were going to wind up having in him, Tom, because there's certainly no question that he never fulfilled what we thought. He never became what we thought he was going to be while he was with the Blue Jays. And I really do hope that he does fulfill that promise with Pittsburgh, and I'll be watching, and we'll all be watching. You know what? Fan favorites leave all the time, and the Blue Jays feel as though they're a better team now with Brad Lincoln in the bullpen, and we'll see, because if what Lincoln's done out of the bullpen is legit, then everybody's going to love him. We'll check the scoreboard. We continue. Blue Jays lose it 7-2 to the Mariners. It is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays lose their third straight. Mariners beat them 7-2. They're back under 500 at 51 and 52 last in the American League East. Game and a half now behind the Boston Red Sox. Quick look at the scoreboard. Tampa beat Oakland 8-0. Boston over Detroit 4-1. Baltimore 11. The Yankees 5. Angels took down Texas by a score of 6-2. In the National League, it was 5-0. Pirates over the Cubs. A.J. Burnett, a no-hitter into the eighth inning. He winds up going the route on a one-hitter to improve to 13-3. Travis Snyder, 1-for-4 with a walk, scored 2 runs. This series wraps up Wednesday night. We're on the air at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for a 10:10 first pitch. Carlos Villanueva against Blake Bevin. If you're listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, tune in at 9 for Blue Jays pregame extra. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership of the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Dylan Brown, Joe Sicilia, see you later.